Chizuk number four, Erev Pesach. With the Seder just a few hours away, I wanted to share with you a powerful Yesod Atzum that we can extract from the Haggadah and we can apply to the rest of our lives. I know today's a hustle and bustle day, and hopefully you'll be able to hear this before Pesach, but don't worry, even afterwards, it's a Geshmaki Yesod that you can apply to the rest of your lives, the rest of the year. I want to thank you again for listening to these recordings. The Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph brings down that Avraham Avinu was able to mekayim kol haTorah kula. The Gemara in Yuman Chav Ches Amud Beis echoes the same point and tells us that that Avraham Avinu was mekayim every single prat uprat. Rav Ashi says even erev tavshilin, even takanas hasofrim, Avraham Avinu and the Avos Hakadoshim were able to mekayim every single mitzvah. Frek the Beis Halevi in Parshas Bo, Val Dvarav, Inyana de Yoma. Bishlama, the Avos HaKadoshim, were able to mekayim mitzvos, such as tefillin and other mitzvos that are not dependent upon any historical events to take place. But what's pshat in Achilas Matzah and Mar? How did Avraham Avinu mekayim of Matzah and Mar way before Yetzias Mitzrayim took place? After all, these mitzvos are predicated on that Yetziah of Mitzrayim to take place. Klai Yisrael left in a hurry, they left Bichipazon, and because of that they weren't able to have a dough to rise and they had matzah. And only once that event took place were we nischayiv with a mitzvah of achilas matzah. So how did Shayach from Avinu to eat the matzah way before Yetziah Mitzrayim hundreds of years beforehand? It has no significance. It has no relevance yet. The event didn't take place. It was not nischayiv. Answers the Beis Halevi with a fundamental yesod that I'm sure many of you heard before, but it's worth chazering. We have to assess the relationship and the yachas between the Torah and Maase Bereishis. At first glance, the conventional way of looking at things is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, and after which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah as an instruction manual for how to act in this world. But Zak, the Beis Halevi, quoting a Medrash Rabba in Bereishis Aleph, the exact opposite is true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, the Torah tells us, describes herself as a kli umnus. The Torah was used as a craftsman's tool in the hands of Hashem. What does this mean, says the Medrash? That just like Melech Basar Adam can't build a palace, he can't build each cheder v'cheder without having an architect. And the architect, he can't build it with just relying on his das. He needs blueprints. So too, the Medrash writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the Torah as a blueprint. He used it as his architectural plans for how to build and create this world. Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mabit in the Torah and created the world. That's what it means that the Torah was a kli umnus. It was in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a tool in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the famous klav, the Zohar in Parshas Truma writes, of istakel be'oraisa u'bara alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mistakel in the Torah, and through that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to, kibyachol, create the world corresponding to that blueprint, the blueprint of Torah. Says the Beis Halevi, if that's the case, we can answer the kasha simply. It's not pshat that the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of achilas mar was nischayev only after Yetzias Mitzrayim took place and we had a bitter slavery and we left b'chipazon. That's not the pshat. Rather, the exact opposite. Precisely because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw in the Torah that there was a mitzvah of matzah on Leil Tesvav and a mitzvah of Mar Bizman Beis HaMikdash, because we had those mitzvahs in the Torah, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated events in history and he was manig the Bria in such a way that there would be a nation called the Mitzrim who would embitter us and give us a shibud, a bitter slavery. And they would cause us to leave Bechipazon for our dough not to rise. It's precisely because we have the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of mar that allowed these circumstances to transpire in history. The first step was the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of mar. And only then Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow the rest of history to follow suit and to correspond to those mitzvos? And so that's exactly how Avraham Avinu was mekayem the mitzvah of Matzah and Mar before Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because he didn't have to wait for Yetzias Mitzrayim to take place. Yetzias Mitzrayim is a byproduct of that original chiyuv of Matzah and Mar. And so, of course, it had significance, inherent significance, even before the event took place. And the second place where we find this, the Haggadah and the Arizal Levanon on page Reish Lamed Vav, take a look, brings down Rav Aaron Cutler, who brings the Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Hey Amud Beis, where the Gemara asks, why do we have etzbos? Why do we have fingers that are separate? Why don't we have webbed fingers like a duck? Why dafka are they separate? Zak the Gemara brings the Gemara in Menachas Yud Alfam and Aleph, that the Zeres, the pinky, is to be Modei the Choshen. And the komates, the kmitza, is meant for the kmitza of the mincha. The ama is to measure an ama. The etzba is for matas damim, for a chatas. And the gudal, the thumb, is for a bohen yad and a mitzora. For actor Aaron Cutler, the Gemara is asking a very basic question. Why do we have separate fingers? Why didn't the Gemara give a very basic, pashut answer? We have fingers and we have hands because we perform simple primitive maisim such as writing, scratching, holding something, carrying something. Why does the Gemara have to come on to maisa hamitzvos? It's very nice that we do ruchniyistika things with those fingers. But why do we have to emphasize that that's the reason why they were created? Zok Rav Aaron Cutler, that's precisely the reason. That's precisely the point. The yisod of our fingers is not to scratch and to hold things. Those are ancillary things that we get to do with our fingers. But the main purpose for why we have these separate fingers, Zok Rav Aaron Cutler, based on our yisod, is because there's a notion of an ama. That's why we have a middle finger. Because there's a notion of a choshen. That's why we have a zeres. Because there's a notion of a mincha. There's a mitzvah of a mincha. That's why we have a komets, a kmitza. Because there is a mitzvah of chatas, that's why we have the etzba. It's the exact opposite. And with this yisod, I believe we can gain a lot of chizik and practical chizik for this year especially. Because Zok Rav Chaim Freelander and Moadim Gimel, that when we have this yisod, we can gain a fresh perspective for how to understand being mekayim mitzvos under difficult conditions. And no doubt that's this year as well. Let me give you a case in point, which applies every year. The entire month of Nisan, you wait, and you're mechin, you do so many hachanas for the Erev Pesach, for Leil Seder. You can't wait for the Leil Seder. You have all the wine glasses set up beautifully on Erev Pesach. You buy the red wine. You have your matzahs. You have your kittel. Everything is clean and beautiful. The table is set. You go to Maariv, you can't wait to get home for that Leil Seder. Can't wait to share your Divrei Torah. You can't wait to have an amazing, amazing, magical night with all your guests and your Orchim. You come home, and guess what? Nothing is as planned. Your guests arrive late. Wine is spilling everywhere. You can't find one whole matzah for your Lechem Mishnah, for your Achilles matzah. Everything is going bad. It's going bediyeved. You look up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're like, you see how this is going. First, your guests knock into a light switch. Now it's all pitch dark in your dining room. You say to yourself, don't worry. This will be my makav, choyshech. Your sibling, your younger sibling, your younger brother starts acting like a wild behema and starts chewing the tablecloth and throwing plates around. You're like, no worries. This will be my arov. All of a sudden, your older sister comes and starts complaining that she has a pimple on her nose. Shchin! You look up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is bediyeved, but oh boy, am I ready for Makas Bechoros, even if I'm not a Bechor. Ugh, I can't take this anymore. Bediyeved. But Zakt, Rav Chaim Freelander, that is the wrong Hashkafa. That is the wrong hashkafa. We are not being mekayim mitzvos despite the difficult circumstance. Rather, adarabba, based on our yesod, it follows that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the mitzvos first, that's the chiyuv, And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misavev the Bria and orchestrates events in history in order to fulfill and enable us to mekayim those mitzvos, that it follows also that even the difficult circumstances that transpire are meant to enable us to mekayim these mitzvos specifically under those conditions. It's not a bidyevet. It's a lechatchila. We may perceive it to ourselves as a bidyevet, but in truth, in reality, in Shemayim, this is a lechatchila. These mitzvos are meant to be niskayim under these specific conditions. And that, I think, for me, gave me a lot of chizik for this year. Because even though we're alone and we don't have guests and we don't have exactly the same setup as we have every year, that's okay. Because it's not a bidyevet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see our Kiyum HaMitzvos, our Achilas Matzah, and our Achilas Mar specifically under these conditions. And with this, Meg, I give everyone a bracha that they should have an amazing Leil Seder, an amazing Geula Bekarov. Amen.